And about your team, how's your fall camp gone? Do you feel healthy and is your team ready to roll?
Yeah, we had a really good training camp. A lot of guys had opportunity to get reps, and a lot of guys had opportunity to, show what they could do. About 30 of our players are new players, based on everyone having to deal with the COVID year kids finishing up, guys that have graduated and moved on. But we were also able to get a few players, that had got into our grad schools. Young players that have been introduced to the program, they all had opportunities as well to get reps. And so the veterans, we assimilated well with our team has gotten better in terms of, our football IQ, and hopefully that'll continue on. You're always worried about, you go against each other like your little brother. You're fighting your brother all the time, and there comes a point where you got to play somebody else. And we're about at that point, and we're ready for this last few days of preparation prior to playing the cadets.
First question this afternoon from Dave Johnson. Hello, Dave.
Hey guys, how you doing? Mike, obviously, you've got a lot of different faces on the defensive side, or at least guys who haven't played maybe as much as some others. But you have two veterans in Alex and Quinn as captains of the team captains, obviously, of the defense. How big of impact are they, do you feel, with their leadership in this situation?
They've been a tremendous impact for the not only for the defense, but for the program. Guys that have been around through demonstrated performance. Quinn was a scholarship linebacker coming in, and Alex was a guy that walked on, became a scholarship player, and then became a captain. So that speaks to, to who he is and what he offers to the program. And then we're surrounded by guys that that played in games, played a dedicated amount of reps in football games. And so we missed a guy like, Ryan Poole and Nate Lynn. I can go on and on, but then there's also guys that are back that have played in a lot of college football games for us. And so we're relying on those guys because they've been game tested, game ready, to step out and step up in a big way for us. So we're excited about the opportunities for, our team to finally get a chance to play this 24 season.
And just to follow up, just you've got a lot of young or different people too in the kicking game. Have you made calls there yet at punter, place kicker, kickoff, and all that?
We have the guys that are there. Obviously, you lose some guys, but I feel good about the guys that we have that are here involved in our place kicking and our punting, our snapping, our returning, our punter and place kickers. They're guys that have played in college football games. And so we feel pretty good from that standpoint because they've got demonstrated performance in games. That'll be a big part of what we do and how we do it. It's a big special teams, as we all know, is a big part of where you get the ball, where they get the ball. And one of the other areas pretty excited about is the return game. The return game of Drayshon Kendricks or Bronson Yoder or Malachi Emo or Hollis Mathis to be back there returning kickoffs or punts. And so the special teams aspects for us have been pretty good for us, and we're looking forward to for that those particular units to be highly effective for us.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Nice. Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thanks. Hey, Coach London, where would you project Isaiah LeMond in your receiver rotation as you head into this first game? Thank you.
A guy that's has come in and has just worked. I mean, worked really hard to where he has put himself in the conversation of playing, in scrimmage snaps, being a 3-4 phase special teams guy. He's done a really good job of just coming in and being a great teammate. And so, his contributions to our offense and to our defense, as you talk, I mean, to our special teams, has been noticeable. And we like him because he's all about team. And we're excited for him and his opportunities.
Coach, it's been a while since VMI and William and Mary have gotten together. You're a state guy from way back. I wonder if you could speak to the value of these two programs meeting.
Yeah, I've like you said, haven't been and enjoyed the opportunities to been at Richmond and VMI, at even at UVA, and having opportunities to be involved with games like this, to be involved with people that you know. Danny Rocco and myself, you know, we're on Coach Groh's original staff. So I consider Danny a really good friend, really good coach. And, you know, and it's good. It's good for the state, you know, the state of Virginia, to have schools playing, you know, each other, and the, because of the camaraderie, because of, you know, the alumni base and all those things like that. I just think it makes it for good football. And so we look forward to having an opportunity for the VMI to be down here and revisit with guys that I've known for a long time.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, John.
Mike, you go into the season with a veteran group in your backfield with Darius in his fourth year, and Bronson and Malachi, Martin Lucas, guys who have played a lot of snaps for you. How much is that nice as a head coach when you go into your opener with so much experience in those skill positions?
You know, it takes time to build a program, and then it takes time to have individuals that have been game tested. And the circumstances were such that we lost Bronson game four of last season. He decided to come back. Malachi being back, and as you said, Darius being a starting quarterback for 4 years here since he's been here. Those things are positive things, and so, but we just can't rest on, you know, those things. We have to continue with our what we do, how we use their legs, their arms, or whatever it might be. But to have guys that have had demonstrated performance and helping us win football games, all those guys you mentioned have been instrumental in us, you know, in a conference championship in 22. So to have that experience and a level of, you know, maturity, it only helps not only offense, but it helps our football team.
Got a follow-up from John. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thank you. Coach London, it was a great start to last season for the Tribe. And after Bronson got hurt, it was sort of a sour ending. Wonder how much the way that season ended helps motivation for this season. Thank you.
Yeah, I think our guys talked about that, you know, during the CAA media days. I mean, leaves a bitter taste in your mouth knowing that you want more, and the expectation of the program, what's been built here, is that we want more. And so, you know, the things we can control are obviously, you know, the things that we do and how we play. And this team is, like I said, with the leadership, the captains that you know, we just mentioned, not only, you know, Quinn and Alex, but, you know, Ryan McKenna, you know, Yoder and Hollis Mathis, you know, Charles Grant. I mean, those guys are guys that are committed to helping this program win. And so that's the mindset. And so we look forward, like I said, to this 24 season.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, John.
You got a follow-up from Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Mike, if memory serves, your first game here was a home opener in 2019 against Lafayette, but I don't think you guys have opened at home since then. Does that give a little added excitement to it at all?
Well, anytime you can play at home, you know, particularly like you said, your opener, it's great. I mean, you know, I've been on the other side where you play your FBS opponent, you know, you go travel and things like that, but even then, playing Lafayette, if I recall, John Garrett was the head coach at that time. And again, there were some UVA ties to that. But it is good to have, you know, a home game, first game. You know, we just our incoming students were here yesterday, kind of like a quasi pep rally where they were in the stands and we were talking about, you know, making a lot of noise and cheering the team on. So, you know, I expect you know, campus and the game to be, you know, with a lot of people there cheering us on, and I'm quite sure VMI will bring their contingent. But it is great to have your first opportunity, you know, at home.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Mike. Before I let you go, you said you and Coach Rocco have a lot of familiarity with each other. What are some of the challenges that this VMI team will present for you?
Yeah, they offensively. Their running back is a big guy that, you know, he's a downhill runner, and he will, you know, he'll put his shoulders pads down and he'll go, wildcat guy. So he gets the ball direct snap to him. So they feature him a lot. Quarterback is a really good player too, that he distributes the ball. He manages the game. He can run, he can throw, all those things. They got a receiver, number three, Summy, I believe is his name, is that, you know, he's done a really good, he's really, done a really good job of on their special teams as well. I mean, he's a guy that catches the ball, punts, kickoffs, and he goes to the house. And so Danny's really built a good football team from the offensive side of the ball, where you can find out what you do and how you do it and utilize your strengths. Defensively, you know, I've known Rich Yonner, another guy that I've known with the UVA ties, you know, as a coordinator there, you know, kind of their defensive look, three down look, and play a lot of quarters. And so their football team is a good football team of guys that are, you know, that you have a lot of respect for, because, you know, they're at a military academy school, and there's a lot of discipline there. There's a lot of honor and integrity that they talk about. So everybody gets their best game. We'll get their best game, I'm sure, but we're looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Good luck on Thursday night against VMI, and look forward to talking next week.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, you too.